Turning now to our reading from Pierre-Joseph Proudhon's On Property. Proudhon is identifying, itemizing, all the ways a system of class commits robbery, and has traced the odd, to those of us with empathy, with heart, the odd notion of the heroic robber and pillager back to its ancient roots, and has cited a character in Plato's Gorgias who expresses this view of the right, quote-unquote, of the so-called strongest, which inspired us to hear what Karl Popper has to say on this question, which, as he explains in our long quote from him, which follows, is an aspect of the larger question of the role of the state. Later, probably not until our January 29, 2017 show, Proudhon will ask us to consider that the class system, which is a term used for one based on property as Proudhon defines it, the sum of the abuses of property, ultimately devours itself, the Erisithon lesson from Ovid again, as it is premised on theft, and so is destined for death. It's time for us to take our bodies back. What we have to do this is certainty. Certainty that we must have the full width and breadth of our gifts back in our soul possession. This, the so-called right of the strongest, premised on the lie of scarcity, has been institutionalized in what we're told is the economy, one of the ways power disappears itself. In the freedom economics lesson that Proudhon and Prince provide, we will find lesson number one is abundance comes from freedom. The following quote from Popper could be viewed as the beginning of a conversation with Proudhon on this question of the protectionist view of the state, which Popper exposes as, because of Plato and his subsequent co-conspirators in obfuscation, including Aristotle, as having been made convoluted by means of misrepresenting Lycophron, to whom Popper attributes it. Quote from Karl Popper's The Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato. Quote, it seems that the protectionist theory of the state was first proffered by the sophist Lycophron, a pupil of Gorgias. It emerges clearly from Aristotle's context that Lycophron's theory was solely concerned with the end of the state. For Aristotle argues that Lycophron has not seen that the essential end of the state is to make its citizens virtuous. And my comment, that phrasing is extremely telling, is it not? With those words, and thanks to Alice, we can see the bully parent standing behind this clearly irrational belief. We can see the forced infant clearly at the center of this mistaken system based on coercion. And Popper will be corroborating this assessment as well in his comparison with Lycophron's view. If Alice had taken her analysis to the level of the global class system and we had discussed it globally, we would now be in our freedom. Continuing with Karl Popper. This indicates that Lycophron interpreted this end rationally from a technological point of view, adopting the demands of equalitarianism, individualism, and protectionism. The fundamental idea of protectionism is protect the weak from being bullied by the strong. This demand has been raised not only by the weak, but often by the strong also. It is, to say the least of it, misleading to suggest that it is a selfish or an immoral demand. And my comment, Alice explains this irrational view as well, this identification with the parent. Continuing with Karl Popper, there can be little doubt that Plato knew Lycophron's theory well, for he was in all likelihood Lycophron's younger contemporary, and indeed, this theory can be easily identified with one which is mentioned first in the Gorgias and later in the Republic. In neither place does Plato mention its author, a procedure often adopted by him when his opponent was alive. In the Gorgias, the theory is expounded by Callicles, an ethical nihilist like the Thrasymachus of the Republic. In the Republic, it is expounded by Glaucon. In neither case does the speaker identify himself with the theory he presents. The two passages are in many respects parallel. Both present the theory in a historicist form, i.e., as a theory of the origin of quote-unquote justice, both presented as if its logical premises were necessarily selfish and even nihilistic, i.e., as if the protectionist view of the state was upheld only by those who would like to inflict injustice but are too weak to do so, and who therefore demand that the strong should not do so either. A presentation which is certainly not fair, since the only necessary premise of the theory is the demand that crime or injustice should be suppressed. So far, the two passages in the Gorgias and in the Republic run parallel, a parallelism which has often been commented upon, but there is a tremendous difference between them which has, so far as I know, been overlooked by commentators. It is this. In the Gorgias, the theory is presented by Callicles as one which he opposes, and since he also opposes Socrates, the protectionist theory is, by implication, not attacked, but rather defended by Plato. And indeed, a closer view shows that Socrates upholds several of its features against the nihilist Callicles. But in the Republic, the same theory is presented by Glaucon as an elaboration and development of the views of Thrasymachus, i.e. of the nihilist, and Socrates as the hero who victoriously destroys this devilish doctrine of selfishness. Thus, the passages in which most commentators find a similarity between the tendencies of the Gorgias and the Republic reveal, in fact, a complete change of front. In spite of Callicles' hostile presentation, the tendency of the Gorgias is favorable to protectionism, but the Republic is violently opposed to it. Here is an extract from Callicles' speech in the Gorgias. Quote, "The laws are made by the great mass of the people, which consists mainly of the weak men. And they make the laws in order to protect themselves and their interests. Thus they deter the stronger men and all others who might get the better of them from doing so. And they mean by the word injustice the attempt of a man to get the better of his neighbors. And being aware of their inferiority, they are, I should say, only too glad if they can obtain equality." Unquote. If we look at this account and eliminate what is due to Callicles' open scorn and hostility, then we find all the elements of Lycophron's theory, equalitarianism, individualism, and protection against injustice. Even the reference to the strong and to the weak who are aware of their inferiority fits the protectionist view very well indeed, provided the element of caricature is allowed for. It is not at all unlikely that Lycophron's doctrine explicitly raised the demand that the state should protect the weak, a demand which is, of course, anything but ignoble. The hope that this demand will one day be fulfilled is expressed by the Christian teaching, "The meek shall inherit the earth." And I'm going to end with my comment. That's not just biblical text. That's prophecy. And as Prince said in one of the interview segments I haven't been able to edit and post yet, we are in the time of prophecy. For millennia, those words, "the meek shall inherit the earth. With us, the people have been sticky like glue, an unpaid bill that has now come due. Our reply to power's lies has been germinating for some time. Many have added to it, brought their piece of the solution. And thanks to Nicola and to Prince, we're now ready to act on it. Be the joy, till that's all we see. Win or lose, we live our everything. Those are the rules. I don't know about you, but for me, with Prince, I'm gonna be sticky like glue. I'm so glad I found this man, and so sad it took me so long. With those words, sticky like glue, we got our outro song. I love you guys so much. Until next week, peace.
Everybody under me, make a toast.
Matter of fact, I can't stop thinking about you, babe.
Such a fan alive.
When we're together, everything is cool.
Magazine ain't even in the top five.
Beautiful love, friend. I'll never leave you again.
You and me, we're sticky. You and me, we're sticky.
Sticky, sticky.
You and me, we're sticky.
Like glue.
Glue.
Something I won't say to you, baby. You might wanna dig me later. I think you better dig me now. Listen, can't get to sleep unless your body is right here next to me. It's crazy, baby.
Crazy.
I know it's dysfunctional, but I just can't see myself. So much and then when might come as a shock to you, but
it must be raining, raining, tears, tears, tears. girl one more time. Yeah.